When stout young Jemmy went abroad to see the northern races, he met 10,000s in the road that swore they were his graces. They flock about him day and night, and made the skies to ring. And every one seemed to delight in Monmouth and the king. They tossed their hats up to the sky, the bells did sweetly sound. God bless young James was all the cry, no other voice was found. By bonfires they expressed their joy in every town and city. We scarce could see one Tory boy, oh, was not that a pity? Both grey and green, both old and young, the rich as well as poor, had not but Monmouth on their tongue in every loyal door. His presence made them all rejoice, a happy man was he, that could prevail with his loud voice this noble duke to see. A sullen look we could not find wherever Monmouth went. The nobles were exceeding kind, he gave them great content. His very presence, like the sun, did drive the clouds away. Their glory they did think begun, and blessed that happy day. And then began the royal cup to pass from hand to hand, and all with joy did drink it up, and wished us peace in the land. The music played, and some did sing, "The worst is past, we hope. Long live great Charles, our sacred king, the devil confound the Pope." But on a sudden there was seen a popish imp draw near. We partly guess where he had been so soon as he came here. He cast a cloud upon the sun and would not let it shine. The thread that thou for him last spun about thy neck may twine. But now our sun with much more glory shoots forth his golden rays, and now in spite of every Tory he has his former praise. He shows much brighter than before, your envy makes him shine. Buccleuch and Monmouth we adore, and scorn the popish line. In King and Monmouth we delight, and for their lives we pray. It's they must do the freeborn right, it's they and only they. If they before us, where's the evil that we can undergo? We fear no duke, nor pope, nor divil, nor any other foe. Long may the king and his best son be blessed with joy and peace, and may their threads of life be spun till all our sorrows cease. Nay, may they live and never die in everlasting bliss, and may their foes take wings and fly to the arms of Pluto's miss. May their old love new bud again, may Charles his son embrace. Then we'll scorn Rome and France and Spain, our strength is in his grace. If father and the son agree, then heaven is on our side. And then, old Pope, a fig for thee, that makes our breach so wide.